former federal and state prosecutor. He joins us every Wednesday at this time. Boy, just when you think there's one thing to talk about, there's 10, Pat.
Yeah, it's always, you know, there's no break in this like there used to be, right? Now it's just constant. No break. Right. So, yeah.
Because on Monday, we watched every political Democrat in downtown Chicago, and it was all about the National Guard coming to Chicago. Tuesday morning, we wake up, the president says, well, maybe not sure. Now it might be ICE strike force. And, of course, the shooting in Minneapolis, the details are continuing to unfold, but it's just pure tragedy. You're right. We don't get a break.
Yeah, it's just, but there's a lot to unpack there. It was quite, and we're only on Wednesday.
Right. So talk to me about your opinion about the National Guard in Chicago.
Yeah, that was so interesting to watch. And, the unified actions from a lot of Democrats and supporters of the governor. And my take on it is this. I think they might be underestimating, and I'm not supporting, Trump's kind of unilateral decision to do it in the heavy-handed way in which he's done it. But I think there is room for a discussion on whether or not we need here in Chicago help from the feds, particularly with gun violence, because if you talk to anybody in law enforcement, they'll tell you there's too many guns on the street. So I understand what they're saying, that they weren't consulted, and that makes this wrong, which I agree with. But I think politically they might have underestimated the support for something being done here with some federal assistance. The people I talked to are like, hey, if they really believe Chicago was that safe, why weren't they doing these things, down in Inglewood instead of, up in River North and things like that, and places like that?
Because I think some of the programs, I mean, it's been pointed out to me that some of these programs in L.A. and New York, and of course some of the programs in Chicago, are working. We're seeing lower murder rates. We're seeing lower crime rates, and that is getting to kids young before they turn into fully hardened criminals. I would like to see, honestly, and people might take issue with this, but the governor calling up our state National Guard and making sure that CTA platforms are safe, or that children who are navigating through gang-ridden neighborhoods might have a safer journey if there were people there to assist them. Because I don't want to demonize the Guard. These are our neighbors and our family members, people who work next to us and live next to us. And they're not coming in with masks on. It was my understanding that they might have been here to help ICE. And I think that's where the pushback begins.
Yeah. And if you talk to the experienced law enforcement professionals, they'll tell you that military folks aren't trained in policing, and they're not. And de-escalation, the things that police need to know uniquely to do what they do. So there's an argument that you maybe don't want them there, but outright dismissal of that kind of support, I agree with you. I want the L to be safe. I want these neighborhoods where kids are getting shot to be safe. And I want everybody in the city from top to bottom able to live and work and be safe. And to suggest that crime's not an issue here, it is. It's better. We got a great police superintendent. We have a new great state's attorney, but it's still an issue in Chicago.
And Pat, I think those two have been fairly quiet on this subject, haven't they?
Yeah, I think that's smart. Because a lot of this, I think, is political or politics. Certainly from President Trump, who was moving on to Roger Clemens going in the Hall of Fame today. So I don't know what.
Right.
It's today's shiny object. So, and also the overarching from the Republican side, I think, this is all about primary politics, about election politics, meaning the next election cycle. The Republicans typically do well on crime issues and Democrats don't. So they're trying to make the Democrats appear soft on crime. This is from Trump's perspective, more about national politics than about actually wanting to help Chicago, I think.
And the tragedy we saw unfold in Minneapolis today could have been prevented, maybe, if somebody was monitoring YouTube when this person actually posted videos that would indicate they might do something like this. But other than that, nobody knows when crime is going to happen except for the criminal that's perpetuating it.
Yeah, and there are those red flag laws that allow law enforcement, or provide greater tools. But the tragedy of this, Lisa, I mean, how many times in our lifetime have we seen this? And it becomes almost regular news. And this is horrible.
It is.
Just horrible stuff.
It is. And I don't know how we stop it other than keeping guns out of the hands of people who are obviously mentally ill.
Yeah. And the accessibility, availability of guns. And listen, I'm pro Second Amendment, but the reality is there's too many guns washing around. And that's what contributes to a lot of this.
So what happens next? Do you think that the guard will be dispatched, or do you think that the president will now send an ICE strike force?
I imagine that he'll be an ICE strike force, if that. They're never going to be dispatched here. I think there's even pushback from local guard people. And the sad thing about that, as I mentioned before, we have one of the best police superintendents in the country now. He's doing a great job. So I would really be upset to see the National Guard usurp what he's trying to do. If they want to bring him in and have him work with him for him, that's great. But I just hope this all dies down and we focus, let him do his job because he's doing a really good job.
Right. Because there were some reports that were saying it would cost $1 million a day. Is there any truth to that?
I really don't know. I had not heard that number, but there's cost to everything.
Right. And I just feel like if those dollars were put in the hands of Lieutenant or Superintendent of Police Larry Snelling, that maybe they could be utilized in a more productive manner.
Yeah. And they're also in probably the more Democratic party argument on this, which I agree with, too. It's a two track solution. You got to stop the crime, but then you got to get to the root causes. And we need to provide better education and things for people so they don't become criminals. You know what I mean? It's a bigger issue than just stopping crime. There's also got to be solutions to, why does this occur anyway? Why are there the things that happen that do happen in these areas? A lot of people just don't have anything to do or any hope or education, and they turn to crime.
Absolutely. And, the local gang leader in their neighborhood is the best, easiest employer for them to have.
Yeah. You make a lot of money selling drugs. Why would you go to school and get educated?
Right. And that's why we've got to start young. And that's why I have hope in some of these programs and hope in people who are making a difference in Chicago who lack critical funding. I think the ideas are there. I just don't think there's anyone there to fund it. But, we hang in there, don't we, for another day?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, we keep moving forward.
What's coming up on the Pat Brady schedule? Because I know you're always busy with the Lincoln Forum, or you're doing speeches, or you're sitting down with people. I follow you on LinkedIn. Is that the best way for people to follow what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn, but my schedule, actually, I was listening to that Kankakee boat thing. That sounds kind of fun.
Come on, Brady. Let's go.
I
used to sit on the riverbank every year, eat a bucket of chicken, and watch the boats go. It's so much fun.
Those things, I like when that ad was like, and they might flip over. I'm like, yeah, they could flip over, but
yeah they
that's
could.
Pretty crazy stuff.
Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. Thank you for joining
us. You guys. Thanks. We'll talk to you. See you. Bye.
Always great to have a conversation with him. That's Pat Brady. Hey, Steve has your news and the latest from Minneapolis next from the Northwestern.